And joining us is our 106th state representative, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
How are you up north? Things are well?
We are doing well here. How about with you? I'm sure you're down in the Lansing area right now.
Yes, I am. I had to spend one more night here. The Press Association's annual luncheon is in Grand Rapids today. So actually, Bill Spears from the Alpena News is the Press Association's president this year. So it's always good to go down there and support a local community member in his endeavors. So I'll be heading down there in a little while and then heading back up north to God's country. Looking forward to it.
Oh, very good. Yes, always welcome here. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, the big issues. It's still in the news, the Flint water crisis and the way the governor is handling that. Let's talk a little bit about that to get it started, Peter.
You know, it's the Flint water crisis is exactly what it said. It's a crisis. You can point fingers at decades of politicians and community leaders and citizens themselves for not taking care of a problem that should have been addressed 30 and 40 years ago. I mean, lead pipes have been replaced in this country constantly for decades.
Yeah.
They used to use lead because it was cheap and available and also forgiving for going around a little bend spot, and it was very durable. And what has happened over the years is those lead pipes had coated with a green algae, as they should, but when they put the new water system to it from the Flint water, from the Flint River, the water was treated differently and removed all that algae and then therefore picked up the lead. But the sad thing is, Kevin, and it's always this way, you get these sensationalists in there, like our Rachel Maddows and our Michael Moores and Jesse Jackson comes in, and all they want to do is stir up the pot and point fingers and not help solve the problem. But I will tell you that the state of Michigan is doing all they can to get in there and correct this problem. We just voted out a supplement again yesterday that corrected a few things, so we're sending more money there. And now we hear the federal government under Debbie Stabenow and Senator Peters are saying that they have $400 million to replace the pipes and Flint if we match it. That's the state of Michigan. Well, we don't have the money to match it in the first place, but talking to the experts, they say that's the wrong thing to do at this point.
Okay.
You know, you start disturbing it more, you're going to create more issue, and not all the pipes need to be replaced. So we're certainly on top of that issue. Again, you know, being a Northern Michigan rep, again, I'm sending money to a city that didn't take care of themselves. So it always seems like up north we do it right, and we are challenged by the downstate big cities that have let things go.
That's right.
So that's a hot issue.
It is. Well, so is another issue, the same kind of, segue there into the Detroit schools where things have been kind of let go there, too.
Again, there's another problem.
Yeah.
You know, the schools are majorly in debt. Totally mismanaged for decades. Schools that are not in the greatest shape that we would want our students in. And now we're being asked to start considering a financial bailout for the Detroit schools. And I can tell you, as a chair of the Northern Caucus, Democrats and Republicans alike, we're going to scrutinize that one. If it is in any way going to take dollars away from our Northern Michigan schools, it's going to be a hard sell for us. Detroit Public Schools per student get $9,800. Our schools get $7,300.
Mm.
They've done that forever. And it's so sad when you look at the statistics in Detroit.
Yeah.
A ninth grader has a 22% chance of graduating.
Wow.
Not even 25% chance.
Yeah.
Now, Detroit Public Schools like to boaster that our 12th graders have a 65% chance of graduating, which certainly isn't a thing to brag about. But by that time, or most of them have already dropped out. And
yeah,
the ones that are there are the ones that want to get out. And so it's sad. And that one's going to be a hard sell for Northern Michigan people.
Well, we focused on the South here. Let's focus a little bit on some of the things happening in Northern Michigan. One of those right in our backyard here with Alpena Regional Medical Center, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about some fun, good stuff up north. As we've talked about it before, Senator Stamos are running what's referred to as dual blue backs. He's running one through the Senate and I'm running one through the House. I had my first hearing this week in health policy, and the indications are that they'll vote it through next week. Senator Stamos's bill will be heard next week, and I understand that'll be voted through and then get it to the governor. And what this bill does, and only what this bill does, is allows Alpena Regional Medical Center to to transfer to a nonprofit. It doesn't say they have to. It doesn't say which nonprofit. That is still up to the hospital and the local government, which is the county commissioners. But when you look at these hospitals, Kevin, you know, down there in Taos, Taos St. Joe does a wonderful job because mm-hmm. they're part of a network. They're affiliated with other hospitals, and the Catholic hospital, the network they have, is very good and strong. Going up through the northern part of the 106, the Sheboygan Hospital used to be a standalone hospital, and they couldn't cut it any longer, and now part of McLaren's health system.
Right.
Roger City Health Hospital closed about 25 years ago because of the same reason. Alpena is the only standalone hospital in the north. Gaylord, Grayling, West France, they've all merged with other bigger entities because of the complications of the National Health Care Act, the lack of payments through Medicaid, Medicare, and frankly, the medical world is a lot more complicated than it was years ago.
That and a lot of different aspects, but we'll keep an ear on that one with you also. But let's talk about some of the things coming up. You're a busy guy, going to be trying to make it out to numerous things, including, well, the big Perchville kickoff is tomorrow. I'm not sure if you're going to be there for that.
Yes, I'm going to be there for the kickoff breakfast.
All right.
Looking forward to it. That's always a good one. They'll crown the king and queen.
Yes.
I think that's a great thing. And looking at the weather forecast, it looks like they're going to have a good week. You know, it's going to be in the upper 30s, and that's a great time to get out there and enjoy northern Michigan fishing. As a guy that does that silly ice fishing sport, you know, when it's 10 below and blowing like crazy, it's not quite as much fun.
But, that's right. Well, yeah, speaking of that, that's coming up too, right? Free fishing weekend. Well,
exactly. It's always a nice thing that it's on Valentine's Day weekend. You know, it's the 13th and 14th of February this year. Grab your neighbor if they've never been fishing, or take somebody out, take your sweetheart out, go fishing and enjoy it. It's a good thing that we do here in Michigan. We just now passed another bill that I was a co-sponsor on that not only allows for free fishing weekend, it also allows for free parking that weekend at facilities that have fishing, and that's for people that don't have park passes yet.
Right.
And the idea is, let's get you out there, and we're going to hook you. And you're going to buy a parking pass, a passport the next time around. So that's a great thing for us here in northern Michigan. And I do encourage that. Get a mentor, somebody. Get out there and get them, let them see what it's like. It's fun.
Exactly. And, before we let you go, you also have a big snowmobile ride coming up.
We do. My office is in charge of the legislative Snowmobile trip this year, and I have always fought to get it into our world. We did one down in Iosco about 3 years ago, which was very successful. We had snow, which was nice, and we showed off what Iosco County has to offer, part of Alcona County in there. This one is going to start in Indian River and spend the first night in Alpena. So we're going to be coming through your whole listening area there and heading back up Rogers City, Presqu'île, Millersburg, up through that way. So I'm looking forward to that to show off Northeast Michigan, which I normally can't get as many people there. But we're going to have about 40 people, 25 legislators, department heads, and other people in the industry to frankly show off Northeast Michigan. Looking forward to that.
No doubt about it. Well, Peter, if they want more information about anything we've talked about or just need to connect with you about something that might concern them, how do they reach out?
517-373-0833.
That sounds good. Peter, have a great weekend, my friend, and maybe I'll see you out there tomorrow morning at the Perchville breakfast.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you. State Representative Peter Battaglia joining us this morning, 8:48. 12 in front of 9 o'clock. As always, we'll podcast that interview, so if you missed any of it, you'll be able to catch up with it at our website, WKJC.com. 8:49, Friday morning, Luke and Karen, home alone tonight. What you doing in this place? Well, I could probably ask.